there's a pedagogical dispute as to whether school bulletin boards should only represent error-free work. Some contend that only allowing such material limits the amount of students that can display their work. Therefore, the intensive or weaker student who is absolutely incapable of performing 100% Tov Mo'od work will end up losing the opportunity to showcase their best, thus potentially tampering with their self-esteem and their self-worth. On the other hand, some feel that only a perfect, error-free Tov Mo'od paper is worthy to be displayed. My policy, actually God's policy, is found here in this week's Parsha. If one would be asked, what are the very first words? What was the beginning? And the answer, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Esa Shemayim V'Esa Aretz, that God created in the beginning the heavens and the earth. But the Medrash Rabbah teaches us that there was actually something before the beginning. States the Medrash, Omer Rebbe Abahu, Melamed comes to teach, Shehaya Borei Olamos Umacharivan, Ad Shibara Es Elu. The Medrash states that the world that we live in right now, currently, was not the only world that was ever created. Rather, Hashem created many worlds, many olamos, but umacharivan. He later destroyed those worlds that he created, apparently not doing good enough the first time. Ad shibaras elu, until finally the world which we are in currently, he kept. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, what exactly is this Medrash coming to teach? God builds a world, many worlds, but then destroyed them. Why? God is God. He's perfect. He doesn't make mistakes. He should have been capable of getting it right the first time. What, God created a world and then looked at it and said, oh, you know what? I forgot to do this. I should add this next time. This mistake, that mistake. What's going on over here? God's perfect. Why did he have to build and then destroy? The Rav so eloquently and beautifully explains, of course Hashem could have done it right the first time. So why then did he go through all the trouble of building something which he already knew he was going to destroy? Explains Rav Soloveitchik, God didn't go through this entire process for his own benefit. He did it instead for us, for our benefit. God is teaching Basar Badam, mortal man, that it's all right if you don't get it perfectly. If you don't do it 100% Tov Mo'od the very first time. It's completely fine if you fail. In fact, the Medrash is alluding to the fact that it's part of nature to fail, to not always do Tov Mo'od perfectly the very first time. But I believe the Medrash is also teaching us something else. God is modeling for us that it's not that you fail, that sometimes in life we cannot control these things and what happens to us, but it's how we react. It's how we react to such failure. That's what's truly important. Do you crawl up in a ball in the fetal position and become completely paralyzed with fear. And I say, I cannot possibly try again. Or do you pick up the pieces, start all over again, and rebuild the world, your world? See, God does not want perfectionists. Adam HaRishon, he made a mistake. Men are born to make mistakes, to be imperfect. Men are created physically imperfect to show us that life is a process of not always getting it right the first time, failing, falling down, but picking yourself up and trying to improve and to grow from our previous failures. Dr. Viktor E. Frankl once stated in his book, A Man in Search of Meaning, that we who lived in concentration camps can remember the men who walked through the huts comforting others, giving away their last piece of bread. They may have been few in number, but they offer sufficient proof that everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. And as is often quoted, our lives are not determined by what happens to us, but by how we react to what happens to us. You see, failure and what happens in life is often something which we cannot control. But we have to try our best and to be able to move on, to be able to rebuild our world. We cannot get it right the first time. In fact, God clearly feels that perfectionism is more than just unrealistic. It's self-destructive. We find in our parsha that everything is good. Hashem saw this, it was tov, it was good. Vayara Elokim es kol asher asa. God saw everything. Vihine tov ma'od. It wasn't good. It was incredible. It was perfect. It was great. It was tov ma'od. The Ramban brings down perhaps the most difficult medrash in our parsha. And he says, what does it mean that God saw something and said, that's tov ma'od? What is tov ma'od, says the Medrash? Zeh yetzer hara. What is something which is incredible, is perfect, is great? That's the yetzer hara. Yetzer hara. Look at the word. Hara. It's bad. Our evil inclination. It's self-destructive. How could God say that that's tov ma'od? And I believe what the Medrash is telling us is that a person who feels I must be tov ma'od in order for me to be able to try, for me to be able to move forward in my life, it must be done perfectly, that I cannot fail, or else I won't even try. That is the Yetzer Hara. This is the attitude of neurotic professionalists. Neurotic perfectionists are unable to feel any form of satisfaction in their lives because in their own eyes, they never seem to do things good enough. And this leads to procrastination and self-deprecation. Procrastination, a person who has the tov ma'od yetzer hara within them, says, I can't do it. I'm going to fail. Let me wait until next year when I'm a little smarter, when I have a little more expertise, a little more knowledge. Then I'll try it. And we all know what happens. The next year comes And there's another excuse. We continue to procrastinate because we say, I'm not going to be tov ma'od. How can I possibly do this? And then we never accomplish what we were capable of. Hashem is telling us, that is the Yetzer Hara. Do it! Try it! You will fail. You will not do tov ma'od. But that's okay. But at least try. Put forth the effort. And then try again. And then again. And you will continue to get better and better. But the Yetzer Hara says you need to be tov ma'od. And this leads to the potential pitfall of self-deprecation. That a person says, why should I keep kosher? I don't keep Shabbos. Why should I keep Taras HaMishpach? I don't even go to shul. A person feels I'm a Rasha. I might as well do this Avera. Or I'm just not smart enough. I'm worthless. That is the attitude of the Yetzer Hara. That says, you must be perfect. Torah and mitzvos is all or nothing. You must be a perfect Jew. Or you're a phony. You're a hypocrite. No. You do it. You do as much as you can. You take small steps. And every day, you try a little bit more. And it may be a step back. But hopefully next time you'll take two steps forward. And eventually, you'll have accomplished much. See, a perfectionist is someone who looks at life in an unrealistic fashion. And that person cannot grow spiritually. Unfortunately, we see throughout the world perfectionists enter into relationships, often into marriage, not only thinking that their life must be perfect, but their spouse must be perfect. And they have unrealistic expectations about their wife, about their husband. And unfortunately, because of this, they end up realizing how disappointed they are. And unfortunately, it may often lead to a broken family. You see, it's okay if you're not 100% tov ma'od. You still must try. We failed by the smashing of the first set of luchos. But we were able to stand strong and receive a second set. And in fact, if you look in the Aron, the holiest place, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, inside were not just the second set of luchos, but also the Shibri luchos. The first set, the ones that were smashed and shattered. You can say, why are they there? Because God is telling us, as much as I love the luchos, which are perfect, that do not have a single scratch on them, I also, and the same level, love the shattered luchos, the ones that fell to the ground. So too in our lives, Hashem cares about our effort. And cares about the fact that we tried. And realizes that we will fall down. But Hashem embraces the process. Our hishtadlus, our amelus, our toil. God is focused and cares about that just as well. I believe in conclusion that this is the luchos that teach us that spirituality, Torah, we also may fall short of the mark, but it's gracious. A time in which we start all over again. We finish the Yomim Tovim, they're gone, they're behind us. No more Yomim Tovim for 6 months till Pesach time. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, they finished. And during that time, we looked and maybe we felt, I'm a hypocrite. I'm in shul, I'm clapping al chait, saying vidoy, confessing, but who am I? I'm going to go back to my same way. I'm not going to be the perfect Jew. But the purpose of life is not to start off being tov ma'od. That's unrealistic. We have to do a little bit. Attend more shiurim. Learn a little more Torah. Be gomil chesed, be kind to our neighbors a little more than we were last year. Yes, we could have done better, but do not allow that to stop you from getting up and trying to rebuild. May we have the strength, the inner strength, to realize that it's okay to have these shortcomings, but let's do something about it to rebuild for a better tomorrow. Good job.